Good morning. It is a Thursday morning.
With our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, just a note to our listeners this morning, the rain coming down overnight and the winds blowing have brought down a lot of leaves and branches. I noticed coming in on the road, especially those secondary roads, those leaves are slick and wet and covering the roads. Use caution as you head out this morning.
A lot of wind, David. So much wind that an umbrella that we had on our patio ended up on our roof. That's a lot of wind. We've never seen that before. Of course, the lights went out, the generator kicked on, so there's real bad weather afoot. But on a more positive note, how much is in a lockbox?
Ha ha! So excited to see that number today. Blown through the $500,000 mark now, headed toward that million-dollar goal, $538,211.
Now listen here, folks, just so that everybody is on the same page. We can do it the hard way, or we can do it the way we need to do it, because everything is breaking loose. You got a president of the United States who writes a thug letter to Erdogan. It is making everybody shake their heads and say he's out of control. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer walk out of the White House because when they come in, the president insults them and calls her third rate, and they get up and they walk out quite properly. There's a letter that, you know, maybe a sixth grader could have written and has everybody shaking their heads. You have Mitch McConnell saying there is going to be an impeachment and herding his troops into a private conference so they have a strategy. Hey, look, they're supposed to listen to the evidence, not decide how they're going to get back at the Democrats. This is crazy stuff. So what I'm saying is that WAMC has to be there. We have to be there every single minute. If we can put the money in the lockbox, the more money we put in now, the more likely it is that we will have a one-day fund drive. Now, if we get to $700,000, for example, I can absolutely assure you we will have a one-day fund drive. But it's going to mean that everybody has to get going. If, in fact, you have the same feelings that so many people have, that fund drives are fun, they are, and Ray Graff is at his funniest, and he and I have a great time, and Joe Donahue does his thing, and partners get involved, that's all great, and we will do it again. But in fact, this time, right now, we are on the precipice of maybe one of the worst times that this country has ever seen, with a president who, in my opinion, is out of control. You know, Nancy Pelosi said something yesterday to him that basically it all leads back to Putin. Have you heard that from anybody else lately? I've been saying that since day one. I believe that there is an insidious relationship with Vladimir Putin. I think it's been from the beginning. I think when the president turns around to Russians and said, I fired Comey to get rid of the Russian thing, sending a message back to Putin, that is really unbelievable. Who would have ever thought that the Manchurian candidate or the rest of it would be right on our doorstep right now? We've got to get the money so that this radio station can go forward. When there's no money, you know what happened to WBAI and is happening in New York. It is something that can happen to all of us. Do we have less than a year's amount of money in our accounts? The answer is yes, we do. We don't have a year's money. We're doing better than we had done in a long time. But I got to tell you, we want to keep it going. And the best and only way to do that is if every single person does one thing. I know you'll do it because I know you understand how important this is. David?
WAMC.org is how to do your part, and we love you all.
We do. We love everybody who has put something in. We thank everybody who understands it, and that's a lot of money, $500,000. If we can, in the next Thursday, Friday, and the weekend, get another $200,000, we would be at $700,000, and we would be on the precipice of a historic one-day fund drive. You know it. We all know it. Come on, folks. All you got to do is something, anything. Is your radio station worth $3 a day? Do you use it for $3 a day? You know you do, and you know what that means. That's $1,000 right there. Anything you can do will make this ship of state go forward.
It's our station. From Politico this morning, a new Gallup poll finds 25% approve of Congress, up from 18% last month. Trump's approval rate is now at 39%. Alan, 52% of Americans now support Trump's impeachment and removal, and impeachment support reflects growth and support among independents and Democrats.
That's right. That's where it lies. 2020, it's going to be all about the purples, the independents, the people in the middle. And when that begins to show slippage, which it is right now, that is something that has got to make the president crazier. So we are seeing this meltdown that he is going through. He is, of course, accusing Pelosi, an old Trump trick, which is when you are faced with something, you accuse somebody else of being the same thing. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm not a young man anymore. I feel like one, but I'm not. And I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. Who would have believed it was possible? Now, the Congress, which never had a high approval rating, I've seen it as low as 12%. All of a sudden, you got the House of Representatives, David, doing its work. And all of a sudden, its numbers are going up. Surprise.
Speaking of surprise, we learn now that the FBI has arrested a fourth man at JFK Airport in the probe of Rudy Giuliani Associates. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan confirmed that David Correa was arrested after flying Wednesday to JFK Airport in New York City to turn himself in.
Well, there you go. When these things begin to come apart, David, they really come apart. Rudy Giuliani's role in all of this is just unbelievable. Setting a Trumpian agenda as opposed to a United States agenda run by the State Department. And everybody who Trump appointed has the potential to turn on him. For example, General Mattis is now under a severe attack by the president. Let's go back and listen to what the president said. You all know it. We don't have to play the tape. He was a superb general, a wonderful man, this and this. But now he's an idiot, basically. And the president is saying that. So there's nobody who is safe from him, particularly the people who work for him. Or as he says on his television show, you're fired. He loves that.